Welcome to another Google Home demo. And in this demo, I want to show you what it's now like to use your Google Home smart speaker as a Bluetooth speaker. Now, I've just discovered this feature in the last week of August 2017, so I don't know how long it's been active for, but it's very, very cool now that you can use your Google Home smart speaker, as I said, as a Bluetooth speaker. So let me go and show you how you turn it on and enable it. So let me just ask Siri to open up the Google Home app. Open Google Home app.
Google Home, loading.
Now the reason why I say Google Home app most of the time is because if I just say Google Home, it goes and opens up a web page in Safari, which is really irritating. We need to get to the Devices button, top right hand side of the Google Home app screen.
Devices button.
That's the one. One finger double tap.
Back button.
And I'm going to do a two-finger rotate words, around to headings.
Characters, headings.
So now I'm going to get down to kitchen speaker, which is devices, my one of my Google Home speakers.
Speaker, home group, three speaker, toy room speaker, Lackland speaker, master bedroom speaker, kitchen speaker, pin 2454.
That's the one, click to the right, double tap on more options.
More options, settings, button.
And it brings up the settings button in focus, one finger double tap on that one.
Back, button.
And I'm going to flick down until we get to Bluetooth right after accessibility.
Kitchen speaker, more options, multi-user is linked account, Google Assistant, music, home control, shopping list, more, device setting, alarms and time, name, Wi-Fi, guest mode, accessibility, paired Bluetooth devices.
And that's button, the only one, double tap on that.
Paired back, button.
Flick to the right.
Paired Bluetooth devices, there are no Bluetooth devices paired.
Okay, so no Bluetooth devices paired. Flick to the right.
Enable pairing mode.
Enable button, pairing mode.
Enable ready to pair. Ready to pair. Connect a kitchen speaker with Bluetooth button.
Okay, so now I need to open up Bluetooth settings. I'm just going to ask Siri to do it. Open Bluetooth settings.
Let's take a look at the setting for Bluetooth.
And I'm not going to flick through on my Bluetooth devices here. I'm just going to do a four-finger touch at the bottom of my screen.
To pair an Apple Watch with your iPhone.
Which takes me right down the bottom. And by the way, this is my work phone, so that's why it's not currently paired to my Apple Watch, all right? So I haven't given up Apple Watches. So flip back to the left.
Kitchen speaker.
And there's the kitchen speaker. So one finger double tap on kitchen speaker.
Kitchen speaker. Connecting. Bluetooth on.
And that's now the Google Home speaker now talking with VoiceOver on my iPhone. So I'm going to press the home button.
Mail. No unread emails.
Okay, and that speaker's set at volume 8, the Google Home speaker. It's probably about a meter, about 3 feet away from me at the moment. All right, so I'm going to go back into the Google Home app. Open Google Home app.
Google
and
Home.
Yes, I am holding back down the home button to activate Siri for the moment because I've got too many Apple HEY Siri devices currently around me at the moment. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Paired Bluetooth devices. Heading. There are no Bluetooth devices paired.
Now, I intentionally went back into this screen because at the moment it hasn't updated. So if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen to get to the back button.
Back button.
And one finger double tap.
Back. Google Assistant settings. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Music. Back. Home control. Shopping list. More new device settings.
And it's a little bit sluggish with VoiceOver because I'll just demonstrate this. I'm going to flick now.
Wi-Fi. Telstra
60. Okay, so it is a little bit sluggish. If I do it again, flick now.
Guest mode. Pin 2454. Button.
And flick again now.
Accessibility. Start.
Okay, so it is a little bit sluggish.
Button. Paired Bluetooth devices.
Now if I double tap on that.
Paired back. Button.
And I flick through.
Paired Bluetooth devices. Heading. David's iPhone. Added 24/8/17. Unpairs David's iPhone from your speaker. Button.
And that's the button after the name of the actual Bluetooth device that you've just connected or I've just connected. And that's how to unpair it.
Enable pairing mode. Button.
And then I can enable pairing mode again if I wanted to add in another Bluetooth device to connect to the Google Home speaker. So I'm just going to press my home button to come back out.
Mail. No unread mail. No unread emails.
Okay, so at the moment, I don't know necessarily if you'd want to use it with VoiceOver because just even using it briefly here, it's really a bit too sluggish. Now I should be able to play some music via my iPhone onto my Google Home smart speaker using Bluetooth. So here we go. Play chill out music. There we go. That's on the speaker. And of course, if I use the volume on my iPhone, I'm turning it down. If I use the volume up on my phone. Okay, and of course, two finger double tap stops it. Now, another really nice thing is that even though it's playing via Bluetooth, Google Home itself, i.e. the assistant, is still active. So I'm going to start playing again. Two finger double tap. Hey Google, set volume to 3. Okay, and we'll try another one. Hey Google, set volume to 8. Hey Google, set volume to 6. Hey Google, what is the time?
The time is 9:07 a.m.
Hey Google, what is currently playing?
You're listening to Einsatz by Wilbert Schneider.
Hey Google, stop. Hey Google, play. Okay, so you can still control the speaker quite nicely, and of course, I've just touched the top of the speaker, so all the normal gestures that you normally have for the top of the speaker are still active. So I just tap the top of the speaker to stop it. If I tap it again, it starts playing. If I do the counterclockwise rotate on the speaker itself, turns it down. Clockwise rotate around the top of the speaker, turns it up. And if I hold my finger down on the top of the speaker, what is the date today?
It is Thursday, the 24th of August, 2017.
Okay, so it all still works, and of course I can still control it from my iPhone as well. Hey Google, stop. And of course I've still got VoiceOver running on my iPhone here. If I flick to the right.
Calendar, photos, camera, maps.
Okay, etc., etc. Now, the fast way that I like to put my phone back to normal is just to say, hey Google, disable Bluetooth.
Okay, Bluetooth is disconnected.
Okay, Bluetooth is disconnected. Click to the right.
Clock. Weather. Stocks. Wallet. Notes.
Okay, and I'm back to my iPhone. Or, hey Google, turn on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth is connected to David's iPhone.
So it said looking for paired devices and reconnected to David's iPhone, and you heard the musical chime, I guess it is, that told me that it was reconnected. So if I do a two-finger double tap on my iPhone, I'm back on the speaker. And of course, even while it's playing, I can still do, hey Google, turn off Bluetooth. Two-finger double tap on my iPhone, and I'm back to my speaker on my iPhone. Now, the other way you can actually also disconnect, if you want to, you can actually go into settings, Bluetooth, and under the name of your speaker, My One's Kitchen Home, the more info button, which is recognized by VoiceOver, there's actually a disconnect button on there, so you can disconnect it that way. So I either use Google Home to connect and disconnect, or use settings Bluetooth, but I use that very rarely. Anyway, I'm going to go and re-enable it, listen to some music. Hey Google, turn on Bluetooth.
All right, looking for paired devices. Bluetooth is connected to David's iPhone.
Hey Google, set volume to 7. And I'm just going to do two finger double tap on my iPhone. And as I said, I'm going to listen to some music, and I will talk to you later. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.